Maybe nice to see you size yourself up for your first Santos Central North but field aware the red and white.
Yeah, no, it's always a privilege, you know, to play any rep football, and I haven't represented Central North, you know, since I was in the under-12, so, you know, to do it with, you know, a few Narrabri guys and some of the best in the Central North is, you know, it's a privilege and, you know, and an honour, and I think we got pretty close out there today, but we'll have a pretty good side. You know, we came pretty close there today, and after only two training sessions, you know, I reckon we had a pretty good performance out there today.
It's not the way you roll, man, as far as losing, you won't cop that, and to get so close too, it's incredible, as you say. You had no ball in the second half, you had no territory, and somehow you held these guys out who'd had a big game under the belt. Sure, some of them had to do 1,200 Ks in a week to sort of go to Rocky and back to sort of come and play, but still, some really nice stuff to build on before you go to New England and take on the Lions in Armidale.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we had some, you know, there were some really good signs out there, especially early on. I think there was plenty of talk out there, and, you know, and there were patches where we were really good. I think we sort of maybe let ourselves in just key little areas, but, I mean, they can be fixed easy, you know. Getting out of our own 22 was probably something we struggled with. You know, some of our backs plays, you know, some of those just, but they're minor things, and, you know, like I said, we only had two training sessions before today. Oh, you know, one before today, and then we had one this morning, so we weren't expecting too much for our guys, and I thought we did extremely well considering our preparation.
But your service was nothing short of sensational, and the forwards just gave you front football. If you could get a pack like that that rolls out every week, you'd be laughing like a drone.
Yeah, no, and I think we spoke about that at the end. We played good in patches, and, you know, we just need to get a bit fitter, and I think we can be a very good side. We've got a big forward pack, and we've got some really slick backs, and I think if we can gel those two things together, I think we can be really good. You know, like I said, little things we can work on, and I think they can be very easily fixed. They're minor issues, and yeah, they're probably the least of our worries at the moment.
Let's go back about 6 months to a wondrous day at Blue Ball Rugby Park there when you finally got yourself with your hands on the Heath Shield. What was that sort of day like?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was, you know, I moved home, and that was, you know, something I've probably aimed for. That's probably the main reason why I came home, was to win a premiership with the Blue Boars, and lucky enough to do that now. And now, you know, we're lucky enough to play a bit of rep footy, and we've got extremely good side here, and I reckon we can go a long way. We've got, like I said, we've got another trial game, and then we've we head down to Barrel, and I reckon we can be be a real force down there. I think no one should write us off just yet.
I think a great thing from the club's point of view is not only having Jason Elms as the junior president, but having fellas like, you know, Rod Hill and also Nick Lennon and Hunter as well getting their level threes. It's sort of one of those things where it's great to win the comp, but you've got to try and stay on top. As you know, you've been part of the scene there at Sydney University and how ruthless they are, and they won't cop not having the shoot sheer on the wall every day of the week.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, and you can't afford to be, you know, you just rest back on your laurels. I think you need to keep moving forward, and I think now that we sort of did win it last year, I mean, everyone will be out to beat us, and it's great that not only the players are doing their bit, but the coaches are, you know, give up a lot of their time as well to do stuff behind the scenes, and like you said, go down and do coaching courses and stuff, and like I said, that just improves us at club level, and then it just flows onto the Central North level. So not only do the players give up a lot of their time, I mean, all the coaches as well, they give up an enormous amount of time and probably get little recognition for it, but no, they do a fantastic job.
Finally, we're going into a season with the Santos Central Premiership where everybody played each other once, and then the top five teams tore the living suitcase out of each other, yep. Home and away,
yep.
And then we had a semi-final system. Do you just absolutely relieved not only to have 14 rounds, but a few breaks to ease in and out of the year on the way through as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, and, I think it'd be, yeah, I'd be lying to say probably, you know, a lot of, you know, probably a bit relieved, to be honest. I mean, we played a lot of footy last year, and it was good, but I know there was a lot of sore bodies by the end of the season, and I think, this year, you know, it's nice just having those few buys in between and getting the long weekend off, like in country footy, it's nice to be able to get away as well and do those things, other than just footy every weekend. So I think there'll be a lot of relieved guys, you know, knowing that we have to play everyone twice, but it'll be still a tough season. I think you can't afford to have a slow start now. You sort of got to get in and win early games because, that top five gets sorted out pretty quickly, so I think it'll be good, and it'll be another big year, and I think there'll be a lot of teams pushing for that top five.
Thanks for your time, Eddie. Warmest congratulations, of course, for your first cap for the Santos Central North Cobras, but also still enjoying the afterglow of being a premiership winning skipper of the Santos Narrabri Blue Boars in 2014.